What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
What's up, assholes? Welcome to I'm a Bass Hole, the podcast. We've got an awesome show today. It finally stopped raining. It's been raining every time we've been recording, I feel like. So it's been a nice day in L.A. Our guest today is comedian, podcast host, reality star Marco Del Vecchio. He's here in the studio along with Rob DeRocha. We're going to jump right in because that's what we do. Let's do it. How you guys doing? Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here, man.
Doing fantastic. Still hungover from like this weekend.
I'm really hungover from last night. That's why I was wearing these sunglasses all day. I might put them on because these lights are killing my head right now.
Oh, really? Is that how bad you're doing?
Jesus. As I was setting them up, I was like, I should just look like an asshole and wear these.
Indoors.
Now it's fitting for the show.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I might wear them this time. It's just because it'll make me look like I'm important.
Well, you put your shades on your hat. That's like a Trump supporter. That's
how. Is that what they do?
Yeah, that's what they all do.
It's like Little League coach. Yeah, Tony to round third with the Oakleys on. Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's just a convenience thing for me. I would say, like, you don't want them on all the time. All right, I look like an asshole. Anyway, Marco, how you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing good,
show.
Man. Yeah. As you could tell by my voice.
You drank a lot. So we all are hungover pretty much.
Yeah. Sucks because Sundays are fun to do stuff, but then you wake up and it's like, God, I want to start a productive Monday.
Right.
But it's just.
I normally don't drink on Sundays, but we had the Bass Hole show at the Improv last night.
Yeah.
And every time we do it, it just
becomes a shit show.
You know what? Yeah, the drinks start pouring and it just happens, I guess. You know,
I barely start finishing my drink, and then there was a new drink all of a sudden. Dude, this is too. Much.
Yeah. And you're not a wasteful person.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing goes to waste. Nothing goes to waste.
Exactly. Yeah.
It was actually funny. Quick story about this weekend. So it was a total asshole move. Saturday night, had a little party and stuff. A few friends over back after Barney's, and tried ketamine spray. Ketamine. It's like an Afrin bottle.
Oh, I feel like I've been using that as my sign, not the ketamine, but just the regular Afrin.
No, so this has more benefits than Afrin, let me tell you. And just, you can't move. And I watched like all the Usher halftime mic shows on repeat. It was so good. And I had a girl come over at 7:30 in the morning. And she was with her gay cousin.
What?
Yeah, she was with her gay cousin. And she asked for a toothbrush. And I have a toothbrush that I use consistently for when girls sleep over, and it's the same one.
The same toothbrush?
That's an asshole. Wow.
I don't even know if that's your asshole story, but that's an asshole. And no one asks, like, it's like wrapped, it's just there with
it's in like a drawer, and I still have the container. It's just open already because it was a 4-pack.
Right.
And it looks, I replace it until it starts to look a little suspicious.
Like, there's blood on
it's
it.
It's not happening every night, boys.
It's got food on it. It's like, oh, gross.
Oh, my God. It's not happening every night? I would think it would with Smoochie Town.
Yeah. You would think that girls would hate me based on the podcast and the stories I tell about my sexual escapades, but they kind of like it more.
They like it.
Yeah, they want to be a part of the experience.
It's the bad boy thing, right?
It's like that's the fuck boy thing, unfortunately, because I'm not a fuck boy.
Well, no, you are. You were on the show F-Boy Island, right? Season 3, is that correct? And you were one of the nice guys on the show, right?
I was.
And you got eliminated like episode 8 or something like that.
Yeah, episode 8.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. Now, how did you like that experience? I mean, it's a hit show, right?
It was fun. Nikki Glaser, who hosts and produces, like, she is just an absolute treasure.
Yeah.
Super funny and super nice on set. And we were isolated for a month at Calamigos Ranch in Malibu. We weren't even on an island.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Well, I thought they filmed that in my fucking
budget from HBO.
Wait, the first season was on an island,
first
right?
First season was in, like, fucking Punta Cana, and the second season was in Cabo.
Really? And then
and
the,
we
the
got
third
fucking,
season, you're on a ranch
we
in
got
Malibu?
Sandy Ranch.
It's like a
fucking,
set. It's
yeah.
a set, or like
sounds
a,
like.
Do they say you are somewhere else, or they say you're in Malibu?
I don't know. They never said it.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's no island. That's some bullshit.
No.
Yeah. Well, we were isolated like one. Let me tell you, we didn't have our phones for a month.
How was that?
We'd just go to bed like laughing. It felt like summer camp with the boys.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like forced to like get to know people, and it's just weird because they got to do yacht shit, like big extravagant dates, and our dates was like. I was on this fucking paddle boat, fucking around the little pond, asking Katie Thurston what her 5-year plan is. Like,
that's like, crazy. What is happening? Just realized they could save a lot of money. Yeah. I'm guessing, right? I don't know. Yeah.
That the budget was down.
It went HBO to CW.
I noticed that. Yeah. I was like, I thought it was on HBO, and then yeah, CW. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, funny. Is that what happened?
Yeah, yeah, the first season was on HBO, and then they moved it down. Is the rate, were the ratings not great or something like that?
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. There weren't. I know HBO like got more followers. Right.
Well, they're still producing it, so I guess something. Happening, you know, but all right, so F-Boy Island, you're with your phone without for you don't have your phone for a month, which is a challenge for anyone, I would say, right? At this day age,
I mean, how did you take a shit without the phone?
How did I masturbate without the phone?
Oh my god, oh, you couldn't even do that, huh?
No, I snuck a couple in,
yeah,
make sure the mic was off,
yeah, exactly, yeah,
I snuck a couple,
but a good experience, good experience, you would say, being on a reality show, today. Yeah.
Yeah,
you like being on a reality show? You like it?
They're asking you like jerking off.
Oh, wait, no. Well, that too, I'm imagining.
One of my favorite hobbies.
One of my favorite hobbies. I liked it because I like to be myself. Like, I'm an actor as well, and I've been in countless commercials and some film and TV. But I really like and enjoy being myself.
You started as an actor and a comedian, or more just
more
actor. model,
more actor, that, fitness accurate? Modeling. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
When did you start doing stand-up?
Yeah.
Because I met you a long time ago when the Dodgers lost to the fucking Red Sox in that World Series. That's how I met you.
At Barney's?
Yeah, at Barney's. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Yeah. Old Reliable. And you were like, and you were hilarious because I had a good time with you because you were just talking a lot of shit. And it was just like we were going back and forth. And I just remember you guys standing on the bar at the... Like, not at the bar, but you guys were dancing.
The booths.
Yeah. You were dancing on the booths, and I was like,
typical
this fucking,
Boston
fan. Fucking assholes. Yeah. I hated it, man. Oh, my God. It was such a bad World Series. Well, it was good for you, but yeah.
Right.
It was Barnes a lot of fun, but I think it was a few years ago.
Yeah.
I've always been, like, a funny commercial actor.
But
the actual dive into stand-up more so seriously was more recent.
And you being on a reality show, do people recognize you from this show immediately?
I've gotten recognized a few times walking around, never really on stage or anything like that. But yeah, it was just a few times, not as much as I would think it would be.
Right.
And it was not like Love Island or like, I was on a reality show back in the day. I got more recognized for X on the Beach.
X on the Beach.
And that was on MTV.
I don't even know what that is. There's too many of these reality shows.
You were, how many reality shows
bro,
have you
I
been
was on?
On
Dating No Filter on E! Network. I've been in a little reality slut.
Really?
Let me tell you.
Well,
look,
I mean, it's working out for you, I think, you know, and it helps. It helps put you out.
Did you
there,
do any MTV shows or anything like that?
Yeah, I knew it. You know me. I'm just doing all the networks and seeing where I want to land eventually.
All right, so you're doing the reality shows. You're doing stand-up comedy all over town now, which is awesome. And you have your podcast, Smoochy Town.
Yes, I do.
Which what is Smoochy Town? Is that getting down? Is that I watched an episode the other day. And,
which one?
Jeff Dye.
That one went viral.
Great. Yeah, well, because he was giving you some intel on his ex relationship and all that, right? So that was a good episode, yeah. So Smoochy Town, going to Smoochy Town, is that what it means? Getting
down. You want to take a girl to Smoochy. Smoochy Town is whatever you want it to be,
right?
You know, it could be a funny story about a comedy joke or something. It could be taking a girl to Smoochy Town. I had a night the other night where ketamine was involved, and I had four girls in my bed.
Four in your bed.
Four in my bed. Doing the Usher halftime thing, I'm telling you, it's a hit amongst the ladies.
Wait, now are you having like an orgy with these four girls?
No,
you're just cuddling, watching TV.
There was no smoochies that night.
Really?
No smoochies.
How does that happen? How do you convince four girls to get? Hey, why don't you come into the bed, lay down, we'll watch this Usher.
I think ketamine helps.
but nothing happens at all.
Nothing happens, and we're all just like chilling. Because first and foremost, I have three sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I always want girls to feel comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I'm afraid to try anything. Sometimes, even though I look come off as a fuckboy.
I get that, yeah.
And so with girls, I have a lot of hot girlfriends because they just trust me. I'm not like an LA club promoter.
No, I get that, you know? Yeah. Not that I have four girls laying in my bed. I can't relate to that. Not yet. But yeah, like trying.
You got four dogs.
I got three. Shut up.
I like it. I'd rather have dogs. They're less annoying.
Exactly. Yeah. Like trying something with a girl. Like you don't want to, like, especially in this day and age, you don't want to get canceled or cross the line or.
Yeah, because if you do try something and it's like not reciprocated, then it ruins the night.
It ruins the night. There's a potential to ruin the friendship if it's along that way in a certain element, maybe. I don't know. You know what I mean?
And
you don't know what the... I mean, you got to know the person.
So you guys didn't have a pillow fight or anything like that?
No. No. There were a couple, like, dancings, like, a little grinding action, but nothing like... No, no feathers were tossed around.
Right, right. Now, you're from Rhode Island, is that correct?
Yeah.
So, and how long have you lived out in L.A. now?
Almost 9 years.
Nine years.
I played football at prep school and had a full ride to Brown University to play football.
Nice.
What position?
Strong safety.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then I did Legally Blonde, the musical, and fell in love with acting and dancing.
Legally Blonde. At Brown you did that?
This is prior to Brown, so I didn't go on the scholarship. My dad was fucking pissed. He called me a fairy. And Jesus. I wanted to move out to old school Italian and moved out to LA to go to Cal Arts for my acting BFA. And I hated that because it was artsy fartsy, become artsy, the tree bullshit.
Yeah, real method shit.
Yeah, and then I just started booking like big music videos and commercials and
stuff. Nice. That's great. So you found your footing here in LA, which is sometimes hard to do. You know, 9 years in, that's great though. But the dating in LA sucks. Sorry, would you agree with that?
Oh my God. Yeah, I have a joke.
Have you had a serious relationship since living here?
I have had two. Yeah. Both I met on vacation. One lived in Louisiana, and then she moved here, and she couldn't stack up in L.A.
You met her in Louisiana?
Yeah. On vacation. She moved here with a friend, and then she moved back to Austin. And then my most recent girlfriend was like a year, but she was a little older, and then she never got over the fact that I was younger and my socialness.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean,
your socialness. I'm an extrovert.
I would rather go to a bar and eat, not even drink, than order Postmates.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid to be alone through and through, and that's why I think I have a different girl in my bed every night. not even trying to hook up. I just love female companionship.
I get that, and I agree. Like, I always end up meeting someone else that like is from a different city or doesn't live here and wants to come here or something like that. Yeah, it's just easier. It makes more sense. And then they're like, oh, you live in LA? That's attractive for some reason.
Exactly.
Until they get
it
here,
is.
And then they're like, oh, this is what it is. Right.
Yeah, especially Hollywood Boulevard.
What's wrong with L.A.? Come on.
Hollywood Boulevard is just the biggest disappointment, I think, for tourists.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah. I can see that. But at the same time, I love Los Angeles. I grew up here, so it's just like,
I would rather live anywhere else.
I've lived here 21 years. I do
and
love it.
Everyone I know that becomes the L.A. stereotype is usually somebody from some other place.
Right,
I've never done Pilates. Like, fucking, you know, like, I've lived here my whole life, but other people they come out here and
everyone. Every person. So here's my thing with LA. People are like, oh, people in LA aren't like genuine stuff. The people in LA that aren't genuine and stuff are the people that move here from the Midwest and live up to this falsity and stuff.
Exactly.
The people from LA are fucking dope.
No, they are. Yeah. I mean, I have a handful of local.
I know.
Rob's one of my good friends, local LA boy. Yeah, there you go.
I mean, yeah, but that's exactly right. That's what I always tell people because I hate when people complain about the Valley. Or whatever, and I'm like, you're from Wisconsin. Get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, because it's a few degrees hotter.
Yeah, exactly. I hate the Valley. This and that.
I like the Valley. I mean, I lived there for about 6 years.
I grew up in the Valley, so
What part?
North Hollywood.
Oh, nice.
It's called Valley.
There's more celebrity sightings over there. Whenever my ex-girlfriend lived in Encino, Ventura Boulevard's cool. His parking's great. Yeah. It's just like less hustle and bustle. And you can always come over here and party and whatnot.
Exactly. Studio City's right there.
Studio City, that's where I lived. Yeah, it was great. All right, so Smoochy Town. When did you start doing this podcast? How long ago?
I'm on episode 30, and I used to film at Barney's Beanery.
Yeah, I read that. You don't do it anymore?
And it was until the last drop. I filmed it on the balcony.
Okay.
And I'll never forget it. I had two people on, Steph Tolo. Shout out, Steph. Love you.
Yeah, she's great.
And Jack Griffo, who was on the Thundermans, actor and stuff. I bring in like comedians, actors, reality stars.
Right.
And they both made a comment of like, it's a little distracting just because I was on the patio. So you have people walking by, car horns and stuff.
Yeah, loud traffic.
Now I have a studio at my house behind Magic Castle above the garage. It's like on my premises and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's a much more professional setup. You got to upgrade.
You gotta, exactly. I mean, you gotta have a space, try to make it look good, and whatnot.
Like, this
is
very fucking sick.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we try. We try. That's all we do here is we try on this set. Everything else is shit. But Barney's Beanery, though. But that's a fun like location. Like, you know, every now and then go on location or whatever.
A cool pop in, like the Bourbon Room, a live show, a live taping.
Totally, stuff like that is cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, I like that idea. You know, as far as kind of doing it different places. We should try that with this show.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Don't you have? You have a comedy show as well as this is the same name, though.
We did it last night at the Improv. Pretty much. It started as the podcast. It was originally called "I'm an Asshole," And then
we realized the last name kind of.
I was having trouble advertising it, and you know, people didn't want to put the word asshole on Facebook or Instagram flyers and shit. And then eventually I was like, all right, you know what? Basshole. Why didn't I fucking think of that? You know, and then it makes sense. So that's where we are now. We do the live show at the Improv, which is pretty much kind of like this, but it's, comedians doing their set and then doing an asshole story. And then we have the judging panel that decides who the biggest basshole of the night was.
And there's a trophy.
It's just a drunk party kind of.
I got shit-faced.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got pretty drunk last night. Yeah. I got drunk on
Sounds like you ate some ass this weekend. Yeah,
probably. I probably did. I don't even know.
You don't even know.
My piss looks like Sunkiss. You know?
Oh,
like,
it's like, yeah, and it kind of hurts coming out.
It's just like, oh, good.
Rob, were you some water. Did you do anything this week that you were an asshole that you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Did I do anything this week?
Yeah.
You were with me.
Not the whole week.
So, yes.
No,
You fell the other night.
I fell, but that's about it. An asshole because I felt like there was a fucking hole of grass and there was a hole and then my foot just went in it.
You were drunk too.
Yeah, I was drunk and I kind of sprained my ankle and this guy's filming me. He's on the.
Because that's what you do. This guy, we went to a party and I was doing Dry January. I was sober and him and his girl were drunk at our friend's birthday party. And he's filming me just because I'm not drinking. And he's like,
you're just being boring.
Exactly. He was being boring.
And I'm just standing there with a fucking club soda or whatever.
Which is potentially even funnier than that.
Fun and we were grinding up on
him. So then he gives me shit he's laying on the grass, he can't get up and I'm filming him.
How was that?
But you were laughing anyway.
Congratulations. Dry January is tough, dude.
I did it. Yeah, 30 days I did. It was tough. It was tough. Especially, I work at the Improv bartender, so it's hang out there after your shift or whatever, and then everyone's sitting there drinking, and you got to get the fuck out of there.
I tried. 5 days in, and I got damp.
A couple of us from the Improv tried to do that. They all quit, day 8 to 10. Yeah, yeah. It's hard. I did feel good.
It's fucking hard, especially if you're doing stand-up.
Everyone's an alcoholic.
It takes the edge off.
Yeah, one or two glasses of whiskey before my set. I'm peak wittiness. I just know myself.
Is that your drink, your go-to, whiskey?
Whiskey before comedy.
What is it? Yeah. Jameson?
Jack or basil if I want to get
whiskey
classy
before
with it.
Comedy. All
right. Yeah, it just relaxes me because I'm already a high energy person.
Right.
But I always thought to myself, I'm gonna try to not drink before comedy. I don't want to be a crutch or rely on it. But athletes take fucking protein, which is also legal to help them. Mm-hmm. A little alcohol before my set. If I'm funnier or wittier, then don't fucking judge me.
Yeah, no, exactly. I had a drink before we started the show last night. I had tequila. And then they just kept appearing. Yeah. As the show went on, it got
I was drinking
crazy.
Jameson, and then I started drinking IPAs, and then
that will do it. Yeah, for sure.
It was annoying because it was I would still have half a drink, and then another drink would just show up. I think she got four drinks, and it was too much.
Now you go to, but you hang out at Barney's a lot, right?
Oh, Barney's Beanery is the single best bar in America.
Now we went there.
We're all gonna test.
I used to pull shifts there. I call them shifts.
So
a shift, I would start at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God. Football season? You're there at 9:45, opening the bitch up, and you're singing karaoke at 9:45 p.m.
You'll
go home to maybe change, but usually not.
I used to live I would say upstairs because I lived right there on
Hacienda.
It's
dangerous.
So I would just come down even last call, I get off work at 1 o'clock or I do a show, I just go always ending up at Barney's. I mean, now I have a kid, so I don't really go out much anymore. Yeah. That's why you haven't seen me there, but yeah, I used to fucking go there way too much.
Rob was a regular there for a very long time.
I was a retard corner.
Rob started. He convinced me to start going there when I had met him back in the day, and then I started going for a while. And then now I don't go as much anymore. We went there the other night.
It's a younger crowd now. Younger.
It's a very I tried to go. I mean, there's lines out the door that are
I can get you in anytime. Sure, Rob can too.
I mean, but I drove by thinking, oh, maybe I'll grab one there, and I saw the line, and I was like, fuck it, I'm not even parking. Yeah. I'm trying to do this. But it's crazy. That was all the TikTok karaoke nights.
Wednesdays and Sundays. Wednesday is literally the best night. It's electric, but it is getting younger and younger, and it's too many people. So if you don't have a place to sit.
If you don't get like, in there, you got to get there at like 5 and then just stay the night, right?
Pretty much. That's smart. Or yeah. You can probably get there like squeeze out 8, make a reservation or some shit because there's reservations now.
Well, we know enough people there. I mean, Franny's the KJ, right?
Yeah, exactly. Franny's still doing it. Exactly, but yeah. I just loved going there because I would always recognize somebody. Right. So it's just like I just would hang out on that corner and then someone I know would show up.
And slowly like, became retarded in that.
Yeah, Gates calls it retard corner.
Yeah, is autism contagious?
Yeah.
It is there, I think.
There it is. It's spreading like wildfire.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a good corner. I mean, there's a lot of room there to kind of just chill out, you know what I mean? The other end of the bar always smells.
When I first went there, when I was a lot younger, I remember the smell, and then you just get used to it. And then when someone new comes in, you know? Someone new comes in, they're like, why does this place smell? I'm like, I don't even smell it anymore. You know? Yeah, I don't really smell
it.
That.
Is weird, though. The bars have this, even the improv, when I get into the improv bar and I put the ice in the bin, it's the bar starts smelling. It's like rotten sulfur or something like that. I don't know.
Well, Barney's has like a smell of puke or like
there's definitely a little
people have taken pisses
vomit.
In that corner because they don't want to get up and go to the bathroom.
In the corner?
Yes, yeah, retard I know corner. People. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, that's what's
the TV. They don't want to give up their seat. People have peed in the corner and sat back down. Yeah, man.
Outside.
No, Willie pissed there.
Willie did?
Yeah, he pissed in the corner.
I hate people
there.
That poop at that. Barney's. I hate it.
Oh, it's only for cocaine. Yeah. Come on.
It's strictly for coke.
Well, remember, they only had one urinal forever, and then they finally got a second one like just
there's
recently.
There's never paper towel. You're air drying.
There's always
your
a plastic
hands.
Bag over one of the urinals, usually a trash bag.
I always found it funny that they had a baby changing table, and they're like, who's putting their baby there? Who's going to put their baby
you are
on
now.
That? My son has not stepped into that place.
How old is your son?
2.
One more year, we'll get him in there.
Yeah.
When he's of toddler age, you'll be showing up there with them.
The best, you go to Nico next door if you have to let one loose for the bathroom.
Now, do you like the Barney's food or you try to go with somewhere
Barney's
else?
Barney's is fantastic to eat, too. It's just like classic.
It got expensive.
Barney's expensive in general, I think.
It used to be reasonable. Now it's like, what, $20 for chicken?
Oh, my God, their happy hour was so amazing. And I'm like, all of a sudden it's like.
I know.
After it pandemic. Was like the chicken sticks, whatever, the chicken fingers, and it was with fries, and it was like only $12 or $10. Yeah,
the wings are like $24.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous,
it's
right?
Ridiculous.
I'm like, where's the hand job that should come with
yeah,
this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Jesus Christ. Laura Hardware has a great happy hour. That's probably my favorite.
Laura Hardware. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. All right, well, let's talk about your asshole story.
I got a few, and I couldn't decide.
Tell them all. Start with one, and then, you know, if
one was
happy.
Way back in the day.
Well, yeah. There's a toothbrush.
The toothbrush.
The toothbrush.
Yeah. You did start hot, yeah.
Came
we got to have you on the live show, too, yeah. Go
came
ahead.
Came in hot. So I was at Sunshine Comedy Fest recently in Tampa, Florida. Mm-hmm. Jeff Dye put in a good word for me, and I matched with a girl on Raya there.
Okay.
Right?
I can't get on Raya.
Can't get on Raya? No. I'll give you a friend pass.
I've had 20 friend passes. They still
have really? Raya is like an, I compare it to like an LA nightclub. Like everyone's hot, but no one's making any moves.
Right. No one. Well, that's the general.
Like nothing
on
ever
these
happens.
Apps, no
I don't
one
meet
ever,
up.
No
with
one
chicks.
Ever meets up.
But this chick came to my comedy show and like we spent the whole weekend together and we only did oral stuff. She's a little younger. She's 21. I'm 28, but that's still legal. So
yeah,
I'm not
that's fine.
That. Legal, yeah.
So then we started talking and stuff, and I flew her out here.
Nice.
Points.
Yeah.
And then paid for, like, we went to Soho House. It was raining the whole time, so we did weird-ass shit, like the Automotive Museum, fucking an escape room, and then eventually had sex.
Right.
And then...
Was the escape room part of the sex? Or?
That's his bedroom.
Yeah, she tried to get away. No.
I mean, he's got 4 people in his bed. They're still in there.
And like, I totally like, she was like, thanks for treating me like a princess, this and that. I treated her like to the best 3 days. Like, and then I technically knew that I was love bombing her.
Yeah.
Because then she like started like FaceTiming me more when she got back to Florida. And I was like starting to slowly ghost her.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I don't know how you could like share that experience and then just go someone.
Oh,
and I was like,
did you live in
Florida? And I was like, it's not me, it's you.
Oh, that line.
Yeah. It's her fault.
Well,
absolutely
I mean,
not.
Look.
Should have been like, it's Smoochie Town, bitch.
Welcome to Smoochie Town.
I gaslit her and saying like, oh, I'm... could do long distance and stuff and then totally.
Right.
I think it's because I didn't have sex with her.
Exactly. And then as soon
as
you have sex,
like,
once you get it,
is gone.
I know. Isn't that
sucks,
true?
Though, because I hate when girls do it to me.
Right.
But then again, it's like true. You want what you can't have naturally in life.
Yeah.
Once
yeah.
the chase is gone, it's gone.
Yeah, yeah. You chase someone and you really want to fuck them. And then sometimes it does happen. And then you're yeah. like, all right, I'm good.
So that was an emotional check that off asshole. The list. That was an emotional asshole.
Yeah.
The past 2 weeks.
But you know what? You flew her out here. You paid for her dinner and all this shit. You know, put her up. Like, you gave her a little vacation.
And,
you know
and
what I mean?
It.
Yeah.
And you probably did feel that way at the time, you know, like maybe you were love bombing her because you wanted what you couldn't have. And then,
oh, yeah,
I so mean, exactly.
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah. Right.
But it's also like these girls you meet, you know, I mean, I've met people you know, out of town. They come here. And we have like I dated some girl like in London for like 8 months to a year back in the day. And I was like,
Jesus,
this isn't real. I was like, but it was like it was so much fun. And like I went there. She came here, you know, and it was like a whole I'm like, this isn't real. You know, it's like, what am I going to do? Move there, and she's gonna, you know, no one wanted to move anywhere, so it was like at the end of the day, you're gonna be like, all right, what the fuck are we doing? But you meet these people, and yeah, love bomb them or whatever, or you know, obviously, if it was true enough, you might, you know, make the effort to be with her, you know,
because deep down, I do want a girlfriend, but of recently, I'm just like a serial dater,
serial dater.
Like, I love going on whining and dining dates, like paying for it and stuff,
well,
and
good.
Then if it ends in sex, but like,
but if not, if
not, like. Right. I'll never talk to you again.
Yeah, exactly. You just paid. Well, Rob, I've gone on dates on Hinge or whatever, and we've gone out for drinks or whatever, and it's like $150.
Oh,
going,
dude,
right?
If you that's
and
why
Rob has always been like, what? Like, what did you do? I'm like, look, I'm like, we went for two drinks and an appetizer at the I don't know some place off of Melrose Place over here, a hotel or whatever. And yeah, you know, I paid whatever, and two or three drinks.
You always pay.
Yeah.
You
Rob the now.
You're an asshole. Rob man. That's the tax class.
Rob
asshole.
Is like, where's the deal?
You're a cheap fuck.
There's a difference in being broke, but and also the fact is that like I would always suggest like especially for a first date. Like if I like you, yes, I'm gonna spend more money, but like. If I don't really know you, first date was always like Barney's or some other bar, happy hour. We'll meet there. We'll have a good time. And then from there, we'll
I do agree with that. I do. I mean, if you can go to a happy hour and get like reasonably priced drinks or, you know, a lot of these chicks are sober now and they're like coffee or whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
sober. Dude, girls like hearing that. Like when I told her like during that 5 days, I was like, yeah, I'm not drinking. Girls like it when you don't drink. Like they view you as more professional. And,
well,
like,
it's like if you can turn it off and then you go back to it or, you know, or like a lot of these girls on Hinge that I've come across like are sober. And I'm like, oh, okay.
We're ruining my favorite activity to do.
I know. But this
I can't date a sober
I feel like this.
I can't either.
I don't think I can either. I think you know, moderation. I mean, my ex-wife was an alcoholic, so it's like there's that.
You got both extremes coming
out. There's that thing too, which is not fun to be around. You know, like that'll tear your life apart.
Yeah, nothing will make a girl's vagina dry up more than saying, "Hey, could you put the tip down?" You put the tip.
Yeah.
Like, oh my! I've learned that like twice where I was just like,
"What you asked them to tip?"
Yeah. Well, this girl I went out. We already had sex.
Wait, time out. You treated her to dinner and be like, "Yeah, just take a tip, baby."
No. Well, first of all, she was ordering. Okay, look. I met her prior at what's that one place off of Highland that used to be popular? It was like a I don't know. Anyways, I met her there. And we had sex like all day, whatever, the next day, and like just crazy stuff. And then I went out with her another time, and she was talking about how like she would go on dates and like guys would spend like $600 and stuff like that. And I'm like, whoa, like what? So then we went out to some place by the marina, and then she was ordering these fucking champagne bottles.
Oh, bottles.
Little champagne bottles that were like
$300.
That was like, no, it was like $15 each. And then she ordered like maybe like six of them.
$15?
Yeah, no, but that's a lot of money at the time. And I'm drinking too.
You're a grateful hooker.
Rob doesn't go out anymore.
Yeah, I don't go out. That's why I got a girl now. So.
Nice. So you paid for all of it, though.
I paid for six mini bottles of champagne.
It's a lot. It's a lot. With the food.
What if she was
wasted?
You put her card down instead, or like you do.
No. So then that just ended the date. Like she's like, I can't believe you asked me. And he's like, duh. I'm like, all right, dude.
Would you ever walk out on that kind of situation? Like, be like, just leave.
I probably would. Yeah. I probably would. Like, I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm not dating anymore, so who gives a shit?
I know.
You know, it's a great pickup, literally and figuratively. I thought this girl lived like 20 minutes away the other night, and I took her on a date to Lower Hardware, and I live up near Magic Mountain, so like opposite way.
Magic Castle.
Down with Shira.
I'm like, man, you commute for lunch.
Yep, I live at the fucking Superman ride in fucking Six Flags. Now I went to pick her up. It was 50 minutes. It was an hour away in Santa Monica, and I already offered, and it was raining, so I felt bad her getting an Uber. So I went to pick her up. Hour away, hour came back to Laurel, and we talked for an hour in the car, sober.
That's good.
And that made me be like, oh, do I want to spend $150 tonight anymore at Laurel, or just like cancel this right now?
Right, if you're not into it or whatever,
It went great.
Oh, it went great.
But like, that'd be an asshole.
Yeah,
pick
up
the date and be like, hey, to be completely honest, this car ride sucked. I don't want to continue this over food.
That's a good first date. Like, let's go on a car ride and just talk for an hour.
There'd be Rob's favorite. It's cheap as fuck.
Traffic. Well, I don't know. Gas prices. Now. Yeah, you got a Prius? I don't know.
Fucking, would you make her get the fucking gas, Rob?
Yeah, man. We go on walks. Hey, you got to chip
Let's go to the park.
Walks. I mean, the other thing is, like, will you date someone? You live in Hollywood area. Would you date someone in Venice or Marina? Like, is that too far for you? Like, what's the length?
It'd have to be like hanging on the weekends and maybe one night. It'd be like fucking when your parents got divorced,
right? Well, that
Wednesday nights and every other weekend.
That's a big factor in LA. Is like distance, is schedule.
Distance is.
I won't go somewhere between the hours of 3 and 7.
Right.
I'm surprised I'm here because of traffic.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Like 6 o'clock.
No, certain ways.
Yeah, I'm
not going to go to the valley in the afternoon.
You got to know when to leave.
You got to know when.
You
know the side roads.
Very smart.
All right, well, that's a big asshole move, kind of.
I mean, if someone lived like, I remember I drove really far. I think it was like Irvine, and it took me almost 2 hours or like 3 hours to get out there. It was raining, too. I just didn't even want to go out with this person anymore.
Yeah. I'd rather masturbate.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I should just not have come all the way out here.
It is interesting because I have a good friend who lives downtown Chinatown, and he dates a woman that lives in Manhattan Beach, and that's fucking far. But they've been together 2 or 3 years now or something like that, and it's doable, I guess. But yeah, it's a commitment. You really gotta, it's a fucking journey.
You
really gotta like the person.
You gotta have permit parking.
That's a soulmate for sure.
If they don't have permit parking, then you're fucked. Yeah, exactly. Looking for parking.
What's your asshole story?
I got a lot of asshole stories. This week, I don't know. What was I? Was I an asshole this week? Probably. Let me think. I don't know if I was.
You were filming me while I was on the ground.
When you're on the ground. I called out sick, even though I wasn't sick, I guess. Is that an asshole? I don't know. I guess so.
A little white asshole.
Yeah, right? I don't do that normally.
I want to know, what's your craziest story of working at the Improv?
Craziest story of working at the Improv?
Someone get too drunk. What was most eventful?
When I first started working, I've almost worked there almost 3 years now, I guess this summer it'll be. I started out as a door guy there, and now I bartend. But like... The craziest thing I think was like there was some fight one night and we had to like
on Mondays.
I don't think it was Monday. Usually it is. Yeah. I don't work Mondays anymore. And like everyone that works is always like there's like a you know everyone's like oh good luck tonight. You know it's like I don't go.
Okay, let's get this Hennessy stocked up.
but there was some woman that was like aggressively like drunk and yelling and the manager one of the managers started like removing her physically from like because she wouldn't leave the showroom and pulling her through the door or whatever.
Jesus.
And then they were like, Doug, can you help me? And I was like, I don't want to touch this woman. I know she's out of control and she's drunk, but like
consent to take her out
at minimum wage. I'm supposed to put my hands on some fucking woman that like I could get like you know. A
did
slap
you?
So I grabbed her boobs.
No, I didn't. I think I opened the door so they can get out a little bit more, and I blocked. Like there was some other girl trying to come after her or whatever, and I blocked kind of the situation. But I didn't touch her because I was like, I don't want to fucking get sued or that's the one thing about like being the door guy there or whatever. It's like there's situations where they're paying you like minimum wage and then they expect you to like, you know, be a bouncer all of a sudden and like throw someone out. And it's like, why am I putting myself on the line like to get hurt or whatever? Yeah. You know, it's like, they don't really have security at the place except for one night a week.
And plus people are fucking assholes too. Exactly. You know, like dealing with people.
Assholes there, the guests.
Some of them. I mean, if you go on the Yelp, there's a lot of funny Yelp complaints.
Oh, really?
About the Improv?
About the Improv. Some employees, they'll be like, the door guy was a fucking asshole, this guy. You know, this bartender sucks. You know, do I have a Yelp? Yeah, I haven't seen one of me yet. No. So I did get a complaint. I did get a complaint the other night, though. Apparently, it was a little bit busy, but not too busy. But I guess there was an African American man like going like, hey, like this to get a drink or whatever, and then he left, and then told the door guy like, oh, the bartender's racist. He didn't serve me. And then
you do look racist.
Yeah, you have a racist face.
You have a racist face for sure.
And then they told the manager, and like the manager was like, "Oh, I got to complain about you," kind of joking or whatever. And they were like, "The black guy said that you didn't serve him," and I was like, "What black guy?" And
see, you didn't even notice.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, you are racist. You don't even
see the lights off.
But they're very dim. But he didn't make himself present. Like no, because there was a black couple sitting there, and I was serving them, and I was like,
see, I like black people. That's why you just said that.
No, it was just. He didn't make himself present enough to be like, hey, can I get something? You know, and I was like, you know, I would have.
Do you like performing for black audience?
I've done a black show twice.
I have not done one in a long time, but yeah, I mean, it's fine.
I like it better because like it's easy to self-deprecate.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because I know for a fact with a black audience, I have the smallest penis in the room.
Yeah, is that your opening line?
No, I'm afraid to say it. I said it once for a kind of black crowd and didn't go over well. So
really?
It's just for white podcast.
What did you do? Chocolate Sundays or
no? It was at Yamashiro and. Oh, yeah. I don't know who was on the lineup, maybe Michael Blackson or something, but it was pretty diverse,
right?
Yeah,
in the audience.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, because I don't think black people like sushi, right? Is that a thing?
Really?
I don't know.
I've never seen a black man at a sushi
restaurant. Really? No, I don't know, man.
Let's go right now and see. black people here?
Yeah, we should go on location. Let's go on location right now.
Let's go to Nico.
Nico. Yeah. No one's ever in there.
Yeah.
That's about the
That's funny. Oh, my God. All right. So any other asshole stories? You said you had one or two, maybe.
It's a long story about how I...
mostly with girls, huh?
No girls this time. Just drugs. it was a Thanksgiving family cruise my grandma bought for my whole Italian family, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like 15 of us. Me and my cousin roomed. First stop was Jamaica. And we got weed, cocaine. We snuck it back on and stuff. And then I'm at the blackjack table and get pulled by security. They're like, hey, you need to follow me to your room. I was like, no, I don't. I'm on a heater. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, leave a placeholder in your chips. Go to the room. My cousin there is bawling his eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
And the head of security, his name's Judd. He's like, and I'm hammered. And he's like, before we go in here, is there anything you need to tell us? And I was like scared and shit. And I was like, yeah, there's cocaine in the safe and like weed on the balcony.
Mm.
And then they turn our room upside down. We go in the brig on a Norwegian cruise lines, me and my cousin, overnight. Right. And they were like, we're going to have to wait to let you out and see what your decision is with the Cayman Islands police officer because it was international waters. They come in next day. Bring us out. He explains what we did to the short black woman and tall black guy. And the woman, after the explanation, goes to the head of security, was like, hey, was he perchance on the Steve Harvey show? Because I was on the Steve Harvey show for like 8 episodes.
Oh, yeah?
This short black Cayman Islands police officer watched Steve Harvey.
They recognize him from Steve Harvey
and let us stay on the ship. And,
really?
And I learned from the head of security, the room above us smelled weed. It wasn't the cocaine, so I just lost so much money.
Oh, wow.
So we got off in Cabo the next day and did it all again and just didn't smoke weed on the balcony. But meanwhile, we missed Thanksgiving dinner. Like, my grandma had no idea where we were. Sorry, Grandma, no Thanksgiving cruise for you.
Steve Harvey saved your life in some way.
I love the fact that you've been on Steve Harvey. It was crazy. What are the odds? She was like, oh, you love my work.
What did you play on Steve Harvey's show?
It was a bachelor. It was a dating show. It was a dating segment, 10-to-1 dating. And the first day I showed up, I haven't slept.
Yeah.
It was at like 9 in the morning taping. I partied all night. And I was just, you know when you're hungover and you just have no filter and you don't give a fuck?
Right.
I'm kind of like wittier too. And I would just like say dumbass stuff to this girl. There was 10 of us and one girl, and Steve Harvey would interview us.
Mm.
And I'd be like, what's up, Stever? I called him Stever, and I was like, homegirl better have tight socks on because they're about to be knocked off. Like,
wow, smoothie. Yeah. He was smoothie,
like,
man.
I'm a dog in bed. Like, it was like dumb shit. And they liked
they
it and kept inviting me back.
Oh, my God, dude. You are fucking hilarious, dude. Oh, wow, dude. Yeah. I love it, man.
I love that, yeah. That saved your ass there.
They were like, either you're staying on the ship
right,
or you have to find your own way home from the Cayman Islands.
Yeah, good luck.
And not talk to you for like, we don't have anything.
Then you're really on Fuckboy Island.
Oh, yeah. I would have probably had. I've never had sex with someone in the Cayman Islands.
No.
How many times have you had sex? What's your number?
My number? Yeah. Oh, it's too high.
Wait, do you really keep track of how many people you've had sex with?
I used to have a list on my phone, and I stopped counting as of late. Because I've probably had sex with like 30 girls since
there's
October.
A time. Yeah, I have no idea. There's a time, I think, you are counting, and then there's a time where you just
I stopped
forget.
Counting like in college, and then that was it. Like, oh, really? Yeah, because I got like up to like 100 or something like that one day where I was like, that can't be that many. And like... Yeah, I just forget. Like,
there's I don't even know who they are. I don't remember the name. I don't remember it. Maybe you know, like so. There's a lot of missing votes. I would say with the election. You know,
that's funny.
Yeah, I think. I mean, yeah. There's a certain age where you just stop. I think. I don't know.
When I was younger, I knew exactly how many
names.
I could write them down. Whatever.
What their boobs looked like.
Spank bank.
We should. I wonder if anyone, like an older person, is still counting. I wonder if anyone's.
Fucking, that'd be nuts. That'd be weird.
Right?
Yeah.
That'd be weird. That's like a.
Just Dahmer-esque.
I don't trust that person. Yeah, exactly. Now, Smoochie Town, you also have a billboard on Sunset. Yeah. Is that correct?
It's on Santa Monica.
Santa Monica. Right across, where is it? Santa Monica.
Right across from Laurel Hardware.
Oh, it's right over there.
Yeah. It's a billboard. It's me shirtless with a QR code of the pod above my junk.
Nice.
And
that's that F-Boy Island money you got there. No.
Not even, bro. You get paid $750 a week.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, unless you win. It was $50,000 and I didn't win. So I lost money going on the show.
So is that helping your podcast, the billboard at all, you think?
I don't know. I haven't seen
how long
for
it
a couple weeks.
How long? A couple weeks?
So I need to see how many clicks the QR code got and stuff. Right. But
it does help you get laid, though, right? Because you just walk outside Laurel Hardware and be like, who's that?
Yeah. Do you just stand underneath it all night? Like,
just waiting. Like, I'm just like waiting, like a fucking passerby to see it.
Wait, is that you?
Yes, it is.
What's going to be great, though, is because the fucking Pride Parade, there's millions of people in the street and it's the walking traffic of that.
When is
this?
In
June.
Right? June. And so you're going to have it out? Are you going to renew it? You're going to keep renewing it?
Yeah. In June, and it's going to be sick, and I'm going to pitch the happy dad to get a Smoochie Town float because do a live podcast LGBTQ based interview someone that's gay or whatnot of influence and give out free happy dad on the float because the gays need the calorie low calorie seltzers.
Happy dad is your sponsor. That's a seltzer.
It's
a hard
really
seltzer
good. So fucking good.
Where can we get that?
It's at Barney's. I got them in a Barney's.
Oh, it's in Barney's.
But they have like grape
banana.
I know, right? Yeah. Grape's the best.
So they got
flavor,
different
though.
Flavors that you can't normally get from the other brands.
It's like lightly carbonated. This is better than a White Claw. But I'm gonna call it. The float's gonna be like Happy Daddy.
Happy
it's
Daddy.
A gay pride parade.
Yeah,
that's right? Beautiful, man. Look at you.
Right? Yeah. I think it's like making moves. So how much I don't even know how much a float is.
I mean, like Happy Dad will pay for it, no?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
How much is a float? I have no idea.
What's the float gonna be like? A big penis or something like that? You're gonna be right.
Hopefully. I'll sit on it all day.
Well, we'll have to look for the float in the West Hollywood Pride Parade.
I am definitely going to check that out.
Yeah, we'll be
there.
You'll be on it. You'll be on a dick, but you won't be on my float.
you can bring your son and be like, I'm a happy dad.
That's the one day a year you can be gay. I have a tank top I wear to Barney's every time, and it says, come in me, bro. So it's a crowd pleaser.
Oh my God, that's funny. All right. Well, Marco definitely comes across as a basshole sometimes with these stories. I think those were some good ones. I think.
You came in hot and you fucking the toothbrush. I think is still the biggest one.
Toothbrush. That's the biggest.
That's the best one. I think. That is the best one.
I usually give it four to five washes with four to five different users, and then I'm like. This is bad.
Well, because if you think about it, it's like they're there once, they brush their teeth. It's like how many brushes usually before you replace it?
Yeah, plus you rinse it. It's fine.
Yeah. It's so I don't rinse
it. So he's also using it to clean his toilet bowl, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my asshole brush, too. I like a good baby wipe and just a brush.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That's why I don't like bidets, though, because I'm afraid I'll like it.
I have a bidet.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
I've never used it.
I like it.
I don't know. Like, I'm afraid I'll like it because I've heard the reviews of, like, ass play. It's like they're all positive.
I mean,
you're a big ass guy, huh?
I don't get any like.
You talked about eating ass.
I talked about eating ass. I was drunk.
And a girl got the icks.
I was drunk.
Are you into eating ass?
I ate this girl's ass.
I've done that like twice. I've done that twice to two different people. That's
I've never eaten an ass. No.
Really?
No. I'm scared of getting disease.
It's got to be. It's got to be a very specific ass that you're into eating. I think.
This is a one night stand. This is at least like two nights.
Right.
Yeah.
If you are
second date, that's ass.
If you are super attracted to the person, like anything goes, I think.
Molly,
you know?
Fucking, I'm eating her toenails. I'm like, fucking, if I'm going to have Molly sex, oof.
Oh, yeah. You don't even know what's going on. Yeah, there you go.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm licking her cinnamon ring till she's fucking.
Cinnamon ring.
No, you talked about it on stage.
It was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Because it was like one of my first jokes, too. It was like, oh, is this guy going to be talking about eating ass the entire time? I was a little toasty. I was leaving this dating app event for fucking this blush. Oh, so many hot girls. I got so many numbers. All dudes. I don't know why I'm better at flirting with men. You are, because I'm trying to fuck them. Making friends as a guy.
Yeah,
you got a great personality. I mean, like, even though you're a Red Sox fan or whatever else, but it's like, I had a lot of fun. I don't know if you remember the exchanges we were having, but like, we just constantly fucking, like, because I would see you there during the World Series. It was like, you were always there. So it was like, it was a lot of fun, and you just talk shit, and you just roll with the punches, and you're a friendly guy. Charisma, I guess.
Yeah, you do have charisma.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Riz.
I got that Riz. I got that all rhythm.
And you're also producing a stand-up comedy show now, right? Which you had last week, I think, right? How did that go?
So my friend Tim at Goldtree Studio, shout out. He let me use his soundstage, which is on Sunset.
Goldtree Studio.
And it's like a big, like a stage, a Warner Brothers stage inside. Oh, cool. Yeah. So see 80 people. Nice. I got a backdrop of like Happy Dad with Citizens of Smoochie Town, so it's attached to my podcast, and I filmed it like a special.
Oh, you filmed it? Cool.
And I want to create like a 30-minute reel of everyone's best joke, because everyone had like 15, it was like a two-hour show, and release it like the comics on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like produce like something. That's why comics want to do the show, because they're going to get great footage.
They're
it's like,
good
don't
tape.
Tell.
Yeah, but they're getting good tape.
And then I had like a bunch of celebrities come. Happy Dad sponsored it. Jeff Dye, Steph Tolov, Ocean, Hunter, Nikki, Mark, they all crushed it.
I love Ocean, yeah. That's awesome. Well, very cool.
I'll get you guys on the next one.
Yeah, then when's the next one happening?
You know? I want to do it once a month. Make it a little exclusive, you know?
Yeah.
Because, it's going to be tough to get people, because I'm not charging a lot. It's $20 a ticket, but I'm going to do it traveling.
Once a month is good, dude.
I'm going to do it at Bourbon Room. I'm going to do it at State Social House. I want to find cool venues, like, kind of make it, like, hidden on the wall. Like,
The
only problem with Bourbon Room is the parking. Fucking
Hollywood sucks.
Oh my God,
it's the worst. But the stage itself, Matt, I love Matt.
Bourbon Room is great. It's a beast to put stuff on there.
250 people, right?
It's a lot. Yeah, I mean, we did Bass Hole there for for about six or seven shows, I think. I don't know. But we filmed them all, and I was able to like get like an awesome trailer that looks awesome out of it, you know, with the backdrop and all that stuff. But yeah, it's a cool room. You just gotta fill it. It's like it's tough. It's a beast, but it's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite room to perform in LA?
Favorite room? I don't know. I mean the lab. I like the lab. I mean, for Vassal, at least.
I think the lab's the toughest room.
Yeah, that's a tough room. Yeah, that's a tough room.
I'm surprised. Like, it was a good show. Every time I've been in the lab, it's like always been like mid, just because it's a tough room.
Yeah.
Even with big comedians. Right. And that show was fucking great.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, like the host was having a little bit of a hard time, too. Like, I don't know if you remember the show. But did you show up on time? Or were you?
I showed up on time.
Yeah, yeah.
The other buddy did.
Yeah. Jimmy Walsh.
Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy.
I was there.
That was the funniest thing, because he showed up and he's just like, well, I assumed I'd be on later. I'm like, why would you assume that you'd be on later? You've barely been doing stand-up, dude. Like, headlining? Yeah, like, were you headlining the show?
Yeah, you just rolled in, man.
I love Amir, though.
Amir's a beast,
great.
Dude.
Amir's crazy.
The show ended up being good, but my favorite room is the Laugh Factory. I don't know if you performed.
I haven't yet.
That place is fucking, like, that could be a fucking amazing room.
If that's full,
right?
I mean, I've seen
Not full, if it's got like 40 people in there, I mean, the thing is, you can see everyone's face, this and that. Like,
it is lit well. Yeah. It is like compared to the Improv Main Room or whatever, it's like the Laugh Factory, you can see everyone.
Yeah, and they get good footage of it, and then they like if you have a good set, they'll put it on YouTube.
I want to know how to get in touch with these, because I can fill a room. I host a lot of Mark Hayes shows.
Yeah.
And I consistently have like a 50-person guest list every week.
Well, I can try to. I mean, I don't know who's booking it now, but like whatever. My picture's up on the wall there, but it doesn't.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, but I don't get booked there anymore. I don't know what's going on. So it's like, but I can talk to maybe Jamie Masada, whatever.
Like producing a show there, because I can sell it out.
What would you want to call it? Smoochie Town?
Citizens of Smoochie Town.
All right. Well, let me see what I can do.
Instead of like Marco and Friends, I think that's just like, it was always like,
everyone has friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone has friends. That's true. Like. But yeah, I can easily sell it out.
There you go. Look at that. Brokering deals here on the Bass
Hole Show. Brokering deals.
All right. Well, Marco, this has been great. Thanks for these.
You see the hat?
Wait, I'm so mentally stable. It's insane. Yeah, that's great.
Right?
That's a great app.
And you got merch, Smoochie Town sweatshirt.
Smoochie Town merch.
There you go. There you go.
Girls like it too. It's kind of like cute, playful name. We're having fun at Smoochie Town. That's good. Wholesome and family fun.
I like Smoochie Town. Well, check out Marco's podcast, Smoochie Town, which is everywhere. YouTube.
And check him out on every single reality TV show.
Every F-Boy Island.
I'll do the challenge next. I have a connect there, so hopefully I'm going to speak into existence right now. That one's on MTV, and that one, you get paid a lot.
There you go. Uh-huh. There you go. Yeah. F-Boy Island. He'll be on more reality shows coming up, most likely. He's performing stand-up all over L.A. and everywhere. He's going to be going.
Got a website to promote?
Do you have a website?
Smoochietown.com.
Smoochietown.com. Check out his billboard across from Laurel Hardware. He'll be standing under it on the game Smoochie Town.
If you want to get a boner in public, go on the cross skirts of Crescent Heights in Santa Monica bring some lotion.
And his Instagram is, what is it?
At Marco Delvec.
Marco Delvec. There you go. Follow him there. And just follow all his stuff. Anything else, you guys? You want to talk? Anything else you want to say, Rob? Do you have anything coming up, Rob?
Just comedy. I'm doing a show for mental health people on the 7th,
Mental health people?
Oh, yeah. You're doing a retarded show?
Yeah, I'm doing that. And and then I'm doing in North Hollywood. And then I'm doing it doesn't even matter. I'm doing the Comedy Grind again on the 22nd.
Oh, yeah.
Comedy Grind. There you go. Cool. And then Bass Hole is going to be in Alaska the week of April, and then Oklahoma in May. And then we'll be back at the Improv on April 14th, I think. Follow all of us. Follow Marco. And guys, remember, don't be a basshole. But if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.